You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, I've been preparing for today for weeks. I printed out the sample ballot, researched each and every last one of the candidates, including judges.
You did this like a month ago.
Yeah. One day you came in here and was like, girl, what you doing? I was online researching the records of these judges. That's how important this is. It's not just the presidential race. Because the president does not enact any laws. That's the legislative branch of our government. Then, of course, the judicial piece is the judges and the Supreme Court. And those are the folks that enact the laws, that actually wield sentences to people and interpret what the law is. So that's important.
Especially with us, people in our community. It like that directly affects us.
I laid out my outfit last night like it was the first day of school.
You go, girl.
I started to put some thigh-high boots on.
It's election day, Shay. Not free before 11 at the club.
Well, you got to be fly no matter what. You weren't taught that? I was taught my ABCs.
Look.
I was taught you got to jump sharp regardless.
Hey, what are you doing?
But I had heard that there's been some voter intimidation,
oh,
so
boy.
I wore a sweatsuit and sneakers just in case it cracked.
I knew you'd come down. That's what I got to. I mean, you still fly, though. You still look good. I like that.
Oh, I popped a tag on this.
But we like, I think we had the same thing in mind because we both dress in all black like the Omen. They know what it is.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm expecting a peaceful day.
Oh,
I shall
boy.
Have peace. I shall have peace, Brian.
And if you don't?
James Brown said it best.
Papa don't take no mess.
No, I'm a woman. He said, don't start that, won't be nothing. Static! No. Static! No. Don't need no static. You never heard that? Don't start done, won't be done.
Oh, I'm
static!
You know I'm gonna look this up.
Static! No, don't mean no static.
He was acting all tough and hardcore.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:21 today. Look for highs in the mid-70s as you go out and vote. Warm and plenty of sunshine. Clear 42 right now on the plaza. Shade, what's poppin'?
I was saying my prayers last night and I went to bed early in anticipation of today's voting. So I missed Monday Night Football, but I did choose the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to take out the Giants in my football pool.
And how much money did we win?
I didn't win anything because Sunday games were
just too harsh on you.
They weren't in my favor.
No.
So congratulations to Tampa Bay and the Tom Brady of it all.
Yeah, they came back on the Giants. It was a good game.
Baltimore Ravens cornerback Marlon Humphrey said on Monday that he tested positive for coronavirus.
Oh, no.
Several other NFL teams have also reported positive tests. A Green Bay Packers player, who is reportedly running back A.J. Dillon. Two Arizona Cardinals players, one of whom is linebacker Devin Kennard. And a Cleveland Browns player is experiencing COVID-19 related symptoms.
Oh, boy. And the Ravens just played the Steelers. So it could possibly be passed on to them. That's how contagious this thing is.
So last week, we reported a story that Common unfollowed Tiffany Haddish on Instagram. And so, for all intents and purposes, that mean they broke up. Well, Common was asked about his relationship with Tiffany Haddish. And he had this to say. Oh, you ain't got it? We're doing wonderful. She's a really incredible human being. And the more I get to know her, I just see how dynamic she is as a person, how intelligent, how selfish she is, how she stands up in Hollywood for black women. I'm learning, you know what I mean? She takes it like the law. It's not on back. She'll be like, if there ain't no black people on the set and no black people working on this, then I'm not going to do it. That was me trying to do comment.
It
was like maybe 25% of him was in that.
I heard it.
I felt good about it.
Yeah.
But it's not perfect.
Yeah. But to translate, he said,
"Yes, I'm singing. I want to make
that." Is not what he said.
That's basically what he said. Did he say that's my woman? No.
Say she's an incredible human being. We're doing wonderful. Right. Was the first thing he said. We're doing wonderful.
Yeah. Okay.
You so negative, bro.
I'm giving you
We're
the real.
Doing wonderful.
I'm giving you the real.
We're doing wonderful.
Did he say that's my woman?
When they asked him about his relationship with girlfriend Tiffany Haddish, he said, "We're doing wonderful."
Okay,
so they asked a specific question.
Boy, you're so gullible. You can get gamed up so easy. Look at you.
Yeah.
That should taste like boo-boo coming out your mouth. You know that's not true.
What?
You know that ain't true.
What?
Eve is leaving the talk child. I've seen her maybe once or twice on it. It comes on, I think, the same time as Judge Mathis, so I never get a chance to see it.
Breaking news?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's been co-hosting the show from her home in England, and England is about to go... Yeah, she married a man, honey, a billionaire.
I know that, but...
And he took her out of these rough streets. He took her out of this ghetto.
I mean, you could move to the suburb of Philly, but...
No. He took her out of the ghetto and brought her...
Bro, Eve is in England? From Rough Riders to England?
Yes, and she's very happy. She's the stepmother to his children. He treats her very well. Anywho, so their country is getting ready to go back under lockdown. So here in America, because, you know, we don't understand, they're bringing them back into the studio on the talk. And since she's not going to be able to be there...
Maybe probably
go
the best
ahead and
decision.
Part ways, yeah.
She don't need that job, no way.
She doesn't need it, no. Like the lady on Everybody Hates Chris. My man got two jobs. You ain't gotta take that. When your man got two jobs.
Look at that. Boy, look. Come home without a job at my house and see what happened to you.
Huh?
You come home with no job at my house and see what happened to you. Oh, you can't hear that? Okay.
Because y'all were in the ghetto. She has a man who's... I don't get it. Like, her man took her out of the ghetto. And they have, you know...
Congratulations to Eve.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I am mad. Saturday, I went to Mass, and I was attacked from the back going into the church doors. I was attacked. I was thrown down the stairs, and my knee is messed up, and my leg.
Who did that to you?
The devil. I was attacked from the back, so I don't know who did it. I'm hoping the cameras is there. God knows who did it, but I'm heated. So, you know, they say vengeance is the Lord. I want to take this in my own hands. I want to know who did it, and I want to... Yeah.
Yeah, hold on. Stop right there. Did you call the authorities or anybody?
Yeah, I called the police. The people came outside the church. By the grace of God, some people seen the person running. So, yeah, they're looking at the cameras and everything. So, yeah, I'm heated.
Well, we praying for a quick recovery for you. You going out and voting today, right?
Oh, yeah. You know I am. Mm. You know I am. I'm using somebody else's phone, so I was trying to not see if he knew my voice or anything, recognize my voice. But, yeah.
Yeah.
So when Trump wins, we want to hear why you mad, though, Shay and Sean.
Oh, my
I think God is trying to tell you something.
Yeah, so it's all in God's hands. I want it to be God's will that whoever wins, that they're going to be having God-fearing in their heart and to have morals, because change needs to come. You know what I'm saying?
That's
we may
right.
joke and laugh about it, but when it comes down to it, this world's in chaos, this world's evil, we need a change. We need Jesus to come back and save us.
That's right. I hope you feel better.
Yeah, have a good one.
I do, yeah. All right, God bless you. I love y'all.
God bless you, too.
Bye.
God bless the United States.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like Pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school so I brag much. In the bread, that's a sack lunch. Mass sauce full of drip, bank full of rolls. Open up my closet and it's full of clothes. I'm the one the family garden like you do a rose. Need the furry flip
punchline backed up. Got a timeout if you wanna act up. Ay, I'm popping in a school, so I brag much. I get paper and a bread, that's a fact lunch.
Hot 103 Jams encourages you to get out and vote today. Huh. It's the morning grind. With Shay and Sean.
Good morning, 653. What up, Max Sauce? Highs in the mid-70s today. Plenty of sunshine. Good weather for you to go out and vote. Right now, you're clear at 42 at Arrowhead Stadium.
Polls open in Missouri in just 7 minutes. They'll be open in Kansas. Mm-hmm. Folks, to get out and exercise their right to vote. Make sure you pack your patience. In some precincts, you're seeing folks already lined up. And in others, moving a little bit faster. Make sure that you have your mask. You're going to need that. Social distance in the line. Don't be afraid to tell people, give you 50 feet.
Little old style.
Well, some of us, you know, have sugar issues. Bring you a little snack, too, just in case you can be in the line for a long time. If you're a first-time voter in the line right now experiencing issues, we want to talk to you. Call us up, 816-576-7103. We've got our roving reporter, Darren, live on location. Brian, we just hired him 5 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
Good morning, Darren.
I just voted at Arrowhead Stadium. It's a beautiful sight. Got a chance to run to Andy Reid and the Wolf. And also, I want to, you know, just thank Patrick Mahomes for setting this thing up. Kansas City, get out and vote, man. Go down to Arrowhead. It's safe. They got a beautiful setup. I mean, it's the best experience in lifetime. Hey, man, we want to make change. Let's not talk about it. Go out and do it. They got plenty of room, plenty of voting down at Arrowhead. There's no crowd right now. Get up. Go out and do it.
Wow. So this was exciting. Did you get your I voted sticker?
Matter of fact, it's red and white. I got my I voted sticker, and I also got a pen. So, I mean, get up, Kansas City. Go down there, man, and vote. Make our voices heard, man. We got to make a change.
All right, Darren. Thank you so much for joining us and talking to us about voting this morning. We appreciate it. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Lined up at Arrowhead, Brian.
Yeah. You see a picture?
I looked at video. Overland Park. Nice little lineup situation happening. Like your favorite barber, the lineup. Non-scalable fence was erected around the White House on yesterday. Some say it's preparation for protests. Could it be fortifying a bunker?
But every now and then, I wonder if the gate was put up to keep crime out of keep eye.
Election day has finally arrived. Those folk who haven't already cast their ballots finally get their chance to say after a very long campaign. Last night, Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden held their final events. So far, nearly 100 million Americans have already voted, ooh, either via early voting or mail-in ballots.
Ooh, boy. They ain't playing this time around.
A number that has been much higher than usual due to people wanting to avoid long lines. I did not absentee vote. So as soon as the show is over, that's where I'm headed.
I got work to do after the show. But after that, I definitely will be headed out to the polls. I just hope it ain't a real long time. I mean, I'm willing to stand there and do it, but I just hope it ain't a real long time.
Well, I'm hoping it's not long just because I got the dishwasher man coming at 12 o'clock to fix my dishwasher. I've been washing my dishes by hand. And
are you serious right now about, yes, having a dishwasher man come through?
Yes. I've been washing dishes by hand. And
well, welcome to the real world, Shay. First world problems.
You know how many dishes I washed in my time, fam?
You know how many dishes I washed?
I'm talking about me.
We've all had our
you
fair
share.
You
sound just like my boyfriend. Every time I say something, what about me?
Because
what about you? I'm talking about me.
Because everybody don't wash dishes like that.
Well, I've elevated it to another level. I ain't got to do that no more, okay? What's wrong with that?
Oh, Lord. Nothing at all. Stacy, good morning. Could you tell her we all didn't wash dishes?
No, okay, Stacy, don't.
All,
no, Stacy, don't.
Really fine. She doesn't have to wash dishes by hand.
Thank you, Stacy. Right, see, alive. I all was right, sure where you was going to go with that. Hand. I was trying to shut you down.
What you got for us today, Stacy?
Well, today is a magical day. Of course, it's voting day. And I'm going to be back at 7:35 telling you what you need and not need to bring to the polls. So I'll be back at 7:35.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
7:22 today. Look for highs in the mid 70s. Plenty of sunshine right now. You're clear at 43. And KCK, Shay, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Scorpio friends. Former heavyweight champ Larry Holmes is 71 today. Reality star Jocelyn Hernandez.
No, you didn't. Why you doing like that?
Can we say cootie cat?
You said coochie on air, all right?
Not a curse.
Exactly.
She's 34 years old today. Model and reality star Kendall Jenner is 25 today. Actor and member of Onyx, Sticky Fingers. We talked to him a month or so ago, right? Maybe a little more than that.
Like last year.
With Trench.
It was like last year.
It was during the pandemic time. It was during the pandemic. It was in 2020. He's 47. What?
You don't be realizing how old these songs are. This song came out in like 93. It's like 27 years ago.
I guess so. Singer Ella May. I've been playing her song back to back.
Hey.
Not this one, but it's good.
Feeling. That's it.
I've been playing the Not Another Love song, like back to back to back.
The newest
I love
one.
That song, yeah.
Okay.
She's 26 in these streets. And happy birthday to a legend, a man who gave up his career for Black Lives Matter, Colin Kaepernick.
My dog.
Oh, he's only 33 today.
The irony that his birthday is today is something. You ain't gonna shout out Roseanne?
I'm good. Beyonce continues with her Election Eve tradition. On yesterday, she posted on IG a photo of herself wearing a mask that clearly states her Democratic choice of Biden and Harris. It was also a sticker on her hat that read, I voted.
Mm-hmm. Beyonce, always a woman for the people. Get out and vote, y'all. Like Trump said, what'd he say?
They got Beyonce.
Yes, Donald Trump called out Jay-Z and Beyonce during a rally on yesterday. Do you have a little bit more of what he said?
Yes, we do.
They got Beyonce and they got Jay-Z, right? Jay-Z. And he started using the F word, you remember, in front of this crowd? And it was unbelievable. He was using the F word, F word, F word. And the crowd is going.
The Trump supporters were also heard yelling, LeBron sucks.
LeBron got to do with that.
Cardi B has officially called off her divorce from husband Offset.
Told y'all.
She went down there to the courthouse and said, please give me those papers back. And they gave them back.
Ow.
And nothing that a little pickle tickle won't solve, huh?
She filed her dismissal, quote, without prejudice, which means that she's reserving the right to refile the divorce at a later date if need be.
If need be. Why the emphasis on that?
If need be.
Ew.
Just FYI, there's consequences and repercussions in these streets.
Legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Oh.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Got to shout out Brenna before we get started, Brian. I met her yesterday at a video shoot I was doing.
A video shoot?
Yeah. She listened to the show. She was shocked that it was me.
Man, that's what's up. Stacey, good morning. What you got?
Good morning. Well, today is my favorite time of year. Today is voting day. And today we're going to be talking about what you need to bring to the polls. First, your ID. And so any sort of ID, government-issued paycheck, passport, school ID, work ID, something that can verify who you are or your voter registration card. If you don't have any of those IDs, when you get to the polling location. You can still vote provisionally. That means that you can cast a provisional ballot, go back home, get the correct ID, and then if the signature on your ballot matches the signature on your ID, then you are going to be allowed to have your vote count. It's super important in this election because people are speculating that there may be voter intimidation, but you are absolutely allowed to vote. If you are registered to vote, even if you have a conviction, if you are not, if you are a felon that has a conviction, you can still vote as long as you are registered and you are not currently incarcerated on probation or on parole. So those rights are automatically restored to you. It's really important that if you have any questions, you contact the election board. Every single city has their own election board. And if your city for some reason does not, you can contact the county election board for any questions or if you feel like there is something that is going wrong at the polls, because there are poll watchers today. So to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to vote. Also, you cannot bring a firearm into polling locations. You cannot have a firearm within 25 feet of a polling location, and it is a jailable offense if you do not have a CCW. But even if you have a CCW, you could get it suspended or revoked for bringing a gun to the polling place. So it's really important that you leave the guns home, that you make sure that you take your ID. And as always, today is a day of peace. I'm wearing all black to honor the victims of violence in Kansas City. And we're asking for today a complete day of peace, 24 hours. And until next time, we are bringing power to the people by bringing knowledge to the people. And you can reach us at 816-359-1877. You can also find me online at StacyShawLaw.com and on all social media at StacyShawLaw. And don't forget, you get up to 3 hours to cast your ballot, and your job has to pay for it. 2 hours in Kansas, 3 hours in Missouri, so you really have no excuse but to vote. Until next time, good luck and God bless.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Somebody care about us, and that's why I don't vote. Voted for Obama back in 2012. I remember that's when I had hope. He was saying, yes, we can. And everybody got less food stamps. And when I turned 21, I was still broke. I'd never vote again. I don't think I ever had a president make my life better. Did it all on my own. Ain't no politician ever do a nice gesture. I don't even know the mayor's name. I ain't never seen her one time ever. Tell me how she gonna help the city. What I'm supposed to do, write letters? What I'm supposed to do, blame Trump? He ain't never really gave a ain't nobody raised minimum wage. None of these jobs pay enough. I think they just wanna keep us broke, cause they ain't putting none in place for us. This how all my people feel, but we gotta learn. We complained enough, let me change it up. Everything I just said, everybody I know think the same way. See, they don't wanna see us vote, and we never do, so we see the same thing. But all our votes really do count, and they'll never really let it show. So now I'm finna break it down, cause if I don't, you would probably never know. First thing first, you know back in middle school when they taught us it was three branches of the government. We forgot it when we got older. It's the judicial, the legislative, and executive. But all we know is the executive. That's the mayor or the governor and the president. Now none of them three people make no laws. They just be checking them. The laws come to their desk and all they do is say no or yes to it. So when the news station tried to tell us that Barack Obama couldn't put us on, we was all salty at Obama when it was the Congress members all along. We gotta focus on the legislative branch. Yeah, they the ones that make the laws. Yeah, they the ones write how much food stamp money you get on the card. But when people that wanted to help us wanted the job, I know they probably lost. Cause we ain't even know their name, we ain't know their face, we ain't know it all. So the Congress or the State House, that's legislative, they make laws. So what we want from the president is what they do, okay y'all? See, they election every 2 years, but we don't ever even go to those. The Congress, they can raise minimum wage, but we ain't even really know it though. So you know how back in 08, when we all voted for Obama, we was all supposed to go back in 2010 and vote for the Congress. Cause they the ones make child support laws, they the ones choose if your kids at school get to eat steak or corn dogs. The State House make the court calls. So if the country failed, then you can't say it's them, it's your fault. Cause y'all ain't know to vote for Congress members that was for y'all. And they don't gotta leave after 4 years, and we just let them sit. See, they don't wanna tell you this, they want you to focus on the president. Now the third branch is the judicial, that's judges. They the reason why John Crawford and Trayvon ain't had justice. So when Meek Mill got locked up just for popping willies, we blame the judge and not the city when they let her get voted in, cause they ain't know who to vote against. Imagine life on the other side. Roads better, schools better, everybody get the
their license back. Grocery store food better, custody of your kids back. Homeless people get new shelters. If we gon' fix the U.S., we gotta start with them two letters, me and you. Somebody told us that the government wanna keep us broke, but the only reason why those people in the government is cause we ain't vote. And I ain't talking about the president, I'm talking about the ones we ain't know. See, they was gonna try to keep it low, but it's gonna hurt them when they see the polls.
Hot 103 Jams encourage you to get out and vote today. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Good morning, 7:54 today. Look for highs in the mid-70s, plenty of sunshine, clear in 43 right now in Swift Park.
Folks checking in on both sides of the border. Some lines are stacking up. If you've been in line for a long time, get hungry. Nonprofit is delivering pizza to the polling places. Details on our Hot 103 Jams Facebook page. Look it up.
It's time to flex on your ex. If you found your ex at the polls, hit us up and flex with the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheating on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never heard nothing like this.
Yeah. It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Flex on your ex.
It ain't necessarily my ex. It's somebody else's man. But he stay on my phone with them emojis. And I be just want to threaten him with the screenshots and send them to his chick. Like, can you leave me alone? So I totally feel that they don't want it to be used publicly. And I'm going to just be decent and not say his name. But you know my voice. Leave me alone before I post you and blast you like that. It's me. Good morning.
Oh, don't do that. Don't blast nobody now.
I'm a hold that. I'm better than that.
Hashtag sis, is this your man?
Okay. This your man. Get him. Return to sender. Y'all have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you. Bye. 103, flex on your ex.
Y'all talking about the emojis? Listen, I'm using those emojis, I'm not going to lie. But the way that it's next to his contact name is nothing to be proud of. I used a little shrimp and the eggplant together because that's how I'm feeling.
What, you want some fried rice or something, or what?
No, I'm not trying to grill. I'm not a sous chef or none of that. No, I'm just letting you know, like, listen, don't think you all that. Real talk, you coming up short, playboy. Like, real stuff. You can get SSI for that equipment that you lack. Okay?
It's endless shrimp time at Red Lobsters right now, though.
Endless shrimp. He's giving that shrimp out like it is a Red Lobster to entree. He's giving it out endlessly to all these females, and they really, once they get it, they're not coming back for seconds. Trust me. I'm going for the biscuits if I'm going. I'm not going for that endless shrimp, okay?
All right, well, thank you for calling this morning. Have a good one.
You too, bye. Right.
We got to get up and go at least one more round.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
8:22, look for highs in the mid-70s today. Plenty of sunshine. Right now, you got sunny skies and 47 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Taraji P. Henson is set to host the 2020 American Music Awards. You beat for that?
I'm proud of her. I'm glad she's got receiving this opportunity, but I ain't tuning in to that.
Show will air the Sunday before Thanksgiving, November 22nd, 8 p.m. on ABC. For those of you who want to take a look. Jeannie Mai has left Dancing with the Stars due to an unforeseen illness. The 41-year-old TV host has reportedly been hospitalized with epiglottitis, which is an inflammatory condition that can cause swelling and block airflow to the lungs. So this sounds very serious.
Hey, man. Hope she all right. I didn't know she was that old. Not that she's old or anything. I thought she was a little younger.
So the folk on Twitter for Dancing with the Stars said, Jeannie has inspired us along with millions of fans with her energy and dedication. We wish her a full and speedy recovery. So she's now eliminated. So officials from Scotland are going at Donald Trump's head for the claim that Sean Connery supported him during his fight to get a golf course built on a nature preserve. Oh, no. I watched this story several years ago on Real Sports with Brian Gumbel. Those people in Scotland were livid. They did not want him putting that golf course there.
Yeah, he bought acres and acres. This bunch of acres that he bought and just really never did anything with it. And now it just it's an eyesore now over there in Scotland.
So the folk there said that ain't true, and leave this fallen soldier's name out your mouth. How about that? So, Commissioner Adam Silver is pushing for the NBA to start its new season before Christmas, saying on a conference call and we get out there.
I know money need to be made, fam, but the season just ended, not even a month ago.
He said time is running out on the possibility of starting by the holiday, and there's hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue that could be lost if this doesn't happen.
Yeah, that's a sticky situation. I get it, man, but do the players' health, does that ever come into play here?
Players Association says that they're reluctant to agree to a December 22nd start after coronavirus delayed the season and just ended in mid-October. So they're saying that the union would prefer that they keep it to a mid-January start like it's always been.
And the history of the NBA union, they have a pretty strong union. They usually get what they want, so good luck. But the backlash of that, though, Shay, is that they could probably cut salaries because they'll be losing money because they're delaying the start of the season. So this could be a real interesting thing, but I don't think starting before Christmas when the season just ended, I don't think that's smart.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Yes, this is Jimmy Wilson.
All right, let's see what you got.
Dried up, boot up. It just won't stop it, babe. Dried up, boot up. Okay, did I get it?
Did you vote today?
No, but I'm on my way. I'm going to make sure that I do. Make my vote count.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, girl. You got entered into the 1K payday. Hopefully you will win a boo.
Hey, thank you.
Tell the town what station is trying to get everybody to vote today.
Hot 103 Jams, and all my people get out there and vote. Make that vote count this year.
I want to break it down.
Listen for your chance to win $1,000.
Get it back.
With a 1K payday from Hot 103 Jams.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah!
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.